So you were the body double for Emma Watson, is that right? And that's was that in all the Harry Potter films? Or?
No, so I started at the end of the third, so I didn't do the first two at all, and then I did the fourth, the fifth, didn't do the sixth, and then I did the last two.
Okay, and what exactly does that involve?
Everybody asks that. Essentially, most of the big blockbusters, the main stars have a body double, and there's quite a few reasons. The first one is, I guess, to speed up filming. You don't really realise when you're watching a film, but there are so many shots that you don't even sort of clock. You know, like there might be one where it's just, you know, they're doing a shot on, say, for example, Daniel Radcliffe, but they just need Hermione's back in it. So I use like a double for that while she can be off doing something else. So you kind of hit up, really.
And how did you get the part? How did that come about?
So I was acting anyway. I had an agent when I was, you know, about 11. And somebody who was with my, it's quite a funny story, someone who was with my agency was doubling for Emma. And when she told me, I thought, hang on, I look a lot more like her than you. And she actually quit after the third film.
Right.
This girl. And I said to my agent, you know, you should put me up for that because I look a lot like her. And she did, and then I got it.
And what was it like working on the Harry Potter films?
It was unique and amazing, really. I don't think there will ever be another film series like the Harry Potter series. It had so much money. It got so big. It was really incredible. And you got really, like, taken care of. And this, I think mostly just the budget that they had, the sets and the money being thrown into it, just made it a really sort of wow experience.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people think that, like, it's shot in, you know, Scotland, people always say, or wherever. But the majority of them were actually at Leavesden Studios, which is a big studio up in Hertfordshire. And they were just, like, these big stages, loads of props, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, like, the Great Hall, for instance, was the same all the way through.
And was there any sort of drama on set?
Not from those three. They were all pretty, good-natured the whole way through.
Yeah.
None of them are divas at all. I know Emma dyed her hair at one point.
Right.
About halfway through, sort of, like, mid-filming, which was a bit of a big no-no. But, yeah, she dyed it very blonde, and that was a bit of a nightmare for hair. They're to try and get it back to the original shade because, you know, continuity is a massive thing in films.
Did you have to make sure your hair was kept the same as well and not change anything?
Yeah, definitely. When I came back to some of the later films, I actually said, because my hair was so ruined by that point, all the continual dye, I said, you know, I'd much rather, like, wear a wig. But initially, when I was doing it every single day, I had to have it dyed and tongued every day. I mean, we had photos of, like, Emma's and it had to be exactly the same. So, yeah, lots of dye.
And obviously there are a lot of other big names working on the films, like the Harry Potter films have had some of the most amazing names ever. Did you see many of them, or are you all kept very separate when you're filming your scenes?
There's a bit of a divide between adults and children, I think. Yeah, but I mean, it's not sort of made, it just kind of happens, I guess.
Yeah.
Because the kids all want to have kids, but obviously we all hang out together. I did see a few, Michael Gambon, Alan Rickman. Yeah. I was going to say Alan Radcliffe, then that's Dan's dad. Alan Rickman. I'm trying to think who else. Maggie Smith. So yeah, I did kind of come across them.
Yeah.
Imelda Staunton as well. She's really nice, actually.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Did you manage to steal any mementos of your
No, I didn't actually. I think a few people probably did manage it.
Yeah, you're going to be quite sly.
Yeah,
I know actually on the last film, they had like obviously big security gates. And they would just, like, spot check a lot of the cars because they were so worried about people stealing things because obviously you could sell them.
And the last film, because I guess you got to know everyone quite well doing it throughout the years. I bet that was really sad to say bye when you finished filming.
Yeah, I still feel a bit like I'm recovering.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really sad, I think, for everybody. I think, actually, it's getting to the point now because it's now been a couple of years since we finished filming where most people have moved on, either to, like, you know, something completely different from me, so law. But, like, most of the crew now are on the other big blockbusters. So Batman I did a bit of work on over the summer. They're now all on Snow White with Kristen Stewart. So I think people have sort of, as they do in the film industry, moved on and onto their next big project.